South Pacific Goalie in Southern California, Phil Henry.
Well, that was,
I don't know who's supposed to do it.
Isn't me. I'm getting ready to do a song.
Margaret's getting ready for a solo here. Here is O.B. O'Brien, and this is Scheme It Up, and welcome to the show, Phil Henry Show. It is Monday, the Monday after our big Sketch Fest appearance. It was a blast. It was a gas. It was cool. It was neat. It was neat.
I'd say it was very nice. Now, what I want to do here before, Phil, you make too much of a joke out of what happened on Friday night, I do want to present No More. Could you turn this down, please?
No, this is the opening of the show.
How many times you got to be told, Margaret? They got to let this kid sing.
All right, so let him sing. Is this Drake again, isn't it?
Yes, it's Drake. They have Drake on every single solitary track. Anyway, this is O.B. O'Brien and Drake, and O.B. O'Brien and P. Rain, and O.B. O'Brien and a whole lot of people on Scheming Up. All right. Margaret Gray joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Margaret is going to, she's going to do a little something for us. The other night, Margaret was on stage at the Stage Works, and she was attempting to do No More I Love Yous, and let's just say it sort of got caught up and messed up in the...
I'll take it over from here, Phil. Hello, everyone.
Wait, I just want people to know...
Hello, everyone. Thank you.
I mean...
Hello, thank you. This is just a sampling of what I did at Sketchfest, or what I would have done at Sketchfest had I had a reasonably competent... Never mind. I used to be a lunatic from the gracious days. If I had a reasonably competent host of the... I used to be woebegone and so restless nights. Now, these lyrics are boring, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Would bleed.
God damn.
For you. What?
Nothing.
Oh, but now. Kill it, kill it. Would you please kill it? Because it's killing me. Kill it.
What's wrong?
What's wrong? The lyrics are dull. The music is dull. My life is dull. I'd rather listen to Drake.
We caught us gaming up. We caught us gaming up. We caught us.
You go, boy.
So you don't want to do the song?
No, I don't want to do the song. No, have I made that clear?
Well, we got it all set up.
I know you got it all set up, but I don't want to do it.
Margaret, why would you have...
I don't want to do it. 40 minutes late. Because it's a dull song, Phil. I like the intro. Why was I not able to do the intro?
Because they've got singers doing the intro. The other night, Margaret, why don't you demonstrate... Thank you very much, Drake, P. Rain, or whoever. Why don't you demonstrate?
Whoever, boy, here's a guy that you really love that hip hop, don't you?
I do, but I've got to move on. The other night, what did you do? You came out on stage.
I came out on stage?
No,
I
came out on stage.
Okay, you came out on stage and did what?
I came out on stage. I said, hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. And I was rehearsing there with Dan Cupertino, who is my piano player. And I said, do, 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 woohoo! You know, and in other words, I gave people the sense and the feeling and the taste of what it's like to be sitting with me when I am rehearsing. I did not give them the sense or the taste or the feel of what it was like for me to be struggling with these dull, dullard, duller than hell, coma-inducing lyrics.
Well, you know, I don't understand the song.
Well, you don't have to understand the song. It's poetry.
What do you mean by poetry? I understand, Robert, when you say poetry. You're saying what?
You understand what I mean by poetry, don't know what I mean. But what do you mean it's poetry? It's words.
Yeah, but it's symbolism and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Okay, so it symbolizes something.
I know it symbolizes. Well, what are you talking about? It symbolizes things.
Look, here are the lyrics to No More I Love Yous. It goes, I used to be lunatic from the gracious days, okay?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, I used to be a lunatic from the gracious days.
All right. Well, that's a little bit clearer.
Yeah. Let's see. I used to be a lunatic.
Why don't you... I tell you what you do, Phil. Why don't you talk it? It might be better than... I don't want to listen to that anymore.
Yeah. So, I used to be a lunatic from the gracious days. And,
Whoa! Go ahead.
I used to be woe begone and and so restless nights. My aching heart would bleed for you to see. Oh, but now.
Yes, keep going. That's good.
What the hell are they saying? I understood everything you said.
No more I love yous.
Whoa!
The language is leaving me.
Look, Phil, what is you? What is you anyway? Edward R. Murrow?
What is you?
Yeah, my language. The language is leaving me too.
Well, that's a good one, General.
Changes are shifting outside the world.
Changes are what?
Shifting outside the world.
Well, it didn't sound like that, Phil. It sounded like you were saying... Never mind. Well, here's the good part.
I used to have demons in my room at night.
Whoa! Go, do it.
Desire, despair, desire. So many monsters.
Yeah, like, this is real. This is way more exciting. Listen to this.
Oh, but now...
I find myself sitting in a tree and doing things to myself.
No more... What is that?
Phil, don't worry about it. Would you do it, for God's sake? Do it!
The language is leaving me.
The language is leaving me.
Yes, you are. You're reading it almost as if you are... The late, great David Brinkley with a cob wedge so deep, it will... It might as well just stay there and... Oh, my God.
No more I love yous. Turn this off, will you?
You know, Phil, it's disturbing. I was trying to get the audience to understand lyrically what I was up against, and you were doing a pretty good job until finally you collapsed under the weight of the horse dung. And I think...
Yeah, well, there you go. I collapsed under the weight of the horse dung. That's it.
Well, you know, but no more I love yous. The language is... That was about as dull as it gets, man. That was as dull as it gets.
What do you mean you're talking about with a cob wedged so far and deep it'll never get out of there?
Well, that's what I mean. Phil sounded like David Brinkley, the great David Brinkley.
Who's David Brinkley?
Wouldn't you like to know? David Brinkley was one of the finest newsmen.
Well, General, don't get emotional.
I'm sorry, but I think of what David Brinkley would have done in this situation, and what do I get? Henry and you. Jesus.
Well, man, put him down, man. David Brinkley ain't going to be reading No More I Love You.
No More I Love You? Look it, I don't know what it is you people are gaming at. I don't know what you're getting at. I don't know what sick game you're playing at, but it needs to end now.
I don't know what we're doing either, other than I had Margaret tell me before the show she'd like to recreate the song she did at Sketchfest, No More I Love Yous, which you never did do the song. You understand that, right?
Of course I understand that. Oh, boy, this guy, you're good, Phil. It's, what are we going to do with him? I understand that. That's why I wanted to do it. To do it.
Yeah, she never did the song, Phil.
All right. So you didn't do it.
No, I did not do it because I found out it was dull as hell.
Yeah, that's why she wanted to do it, have you do it. And then she do it. No, then she did it.
Oh, why don't you guys shut up? Nobody understands a word you're saying, okay?
You telling me to shut up?
In this instance, yes, Margaret. Nobody understands when you do it and he does it, you do it and you do it.
Well, all I know is I was there, sitting in the back row, listening to the comments of people.
Did people love me?
Yes, they loved you, but they wanted you to sing No More I Love Yous, and when you started to carve it an ass, for some reason, they liked it even more. I don't know.
They liked it even more. They liked it even more. Oh, my. They liked it even more.
All right. Anyway, Margaret, thank you very much. That was great. In keeping with the theme here, obviously, we're going to have with us Bobby Dooley, who will be commenting on the Wintertacular. She was at Sketchfest with us on Friday night and talking about, in general terms, she was talking about the Springtacular. That was in general terms, right, General?
Yeah. Why is that stale?
Pretty stale, Mr. Henry.
All right, great. And so she was talking about that, but she's going to talk in specific terms about the Wintertacular. And then we're going to have Dave Oliva is going to join us to talk, I believe it's going to be Dave, to talk about and recap what he did Friday night, talking about being an aspiring police officer And he will be remembering the day that he was trying to do crowd control at the debut of the film The Mummy. He was in full form there on Friday night at Sketchfest as well. But until then, and up until that point, and until such time, here is Bob Bakian with traffic. Bob?
Hey, Phil, it's right down to Sketchfest. We've got time to have a great time, and time to time to spank in the pan, spank in the ham. Hey, Bob Bakian here with you. You know, if you're going to be in the ham, and you're going to get your hands there and get your hand on a ham. If you got your hand on a ham, you're spanking a ham. You're going to want to go up the 210 freeway today. The 210 freeway is jammed up all the way back to Carton Barton Pride and Pride and Side and Pride and Pride Pride and Park Pride. You'll take pride in the turkeys and the hams that they have there at Park Pride Hams. Park Pride Ham and Ham Ham. I got my ham in my hand. This is Bob Bakian in traffic.
Hold on. What happened, bud?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
All right, thank you very much, Bob. Bob Bakian with traffic, world famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. We'll be back in just a second, and we're going to have Dave Oliva to talk with us about Sketchfest. We take pride in the hams we have at Park Ride Hams. Hello, Jim Park, and I'm Bud Ride. At Park Ride Hams, we sell ham, and that's all we do. We handle ham, we spank ham. That means we are careful as to the hams we sell. Here's Bob Bakian to tell you more.
I'm Bud and Jump Todd and Bob Bakian. I have to spank my ham.
Bob Bakian and Park
and Ride.
Park Ride Hams at the corner of 6th and 7th. Don't park, ride it. Park and ride a Park Ride Ham.
Flowers and my love hope never to come back.
You got the greatest sponsors in the world, I tell you.
All right. Hey, what are you talking about? I'm Park Ride Ham.
Get out of here. Don't you touch me, and don't bring that ham anywhere near me.
Mr. Ernie Bowen? Yeah, thank you. Just put the hams over there, guys. Thank you very much. All right.
Oh, I love this song. This was the Rolling Stones. Ooh, ha, ha, la, la, ha.
Yeah. Guys, get it again. Talk like a guy.
I don't talk like a guy. I use a woman's... I am a woman's basso profundo.
What's that mean?
Wouldn't you like to know? I'm not in the business of explaining my profession. Thank you. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right. Dave Oliva is going to join us here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dave, as you know, is a student of law enforcement and criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College. And he's also a frequent contributor to our show on law enforcement. You know, we have so many people here who are, we have so many guys on the show, Dave, who are, I guess you could say, law enforcement specialists. Or at least we have people who are security specialists. But we don't have a whole lot of people that are actually... engaged in the business of becoming a cop, except for you, Dave. You are going to be, God willing, a police officer.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Not to criticize, but a lot of the people you have on your program are more like security, that guy, Jay Santos.
Jay Santos, he's not a cop.
Jay Santos is a rubber bullet cop.
Well, he's not even supposed to be a rubber bullet cop. He's supposed to be neighborhood watch guy. So the fact that he's all out, hey, I'm Jay Santos, it's kind of messed up.
All right, let's not talk about him. Let's talk about your appearance at Sketchfest on Friday night, which I thought was fantastic, if I may say.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ernie. But there was a lot of people that I think have misunderstood what I was trying to say.
Well, that's why we wanted to have you on. While everyone enjoyed your recitation and your recounting, if you will, of your days there as a student at L.A. Canyon College, which you still are, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't recounting my days as a student.
You were talking about being out in front of the movie theater during the... So what theater were you in front of?
Oh, I was at the Gay... I was at the Gay Blade in...
What do you mean, the Gay Blade?
I mean, I'm sorry. I was at the Glade in Montebello.
The Gay Blade?
No, it was called the Glade.
It was called the Gay?
It was called the Glade. The Glade.
All right, the Glade Theater.
Yes, sir.
And so what were you doing exactly?
Well, I mean, I was in front of the theater. There had been reports that there were elderly people and that there were late showings of The Mummy, and the two of them was coming together in a very bad way.
What do you mean, in a bad way?
Talking about like an old lady and a mummy late at night?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm talking about an old lady and a mummy coming together late at night, you know?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
All right, let him... You know, you guys are not going to let him explain if you keep interrupting.
Well, Phil, I was there the other night. I'm not sure I still understand. When you say elderly people and the mummy coming together in a bad way...
Well, what I mean is this. The mummy, when it first came out, with the Brendan Fraser mummy, had, like, the heads... You know, this is kind of weird to talk about this because it's been a lot of years, you know?
No, I know, but you brought it up at the Sketch Fest.
Well, I mean, yeah, what are you saying, I shouldn't have or something?
Well, it seems like a little dated material, you know what we're saying? You know?
God, Jerry, I'll talk like you're a comedian and everything.
Let me tell you something, on this show, you can use all the help you can get.
Look, General, I just said that I was out in front of the movie theater. This was back in 2004, I think, Mr. Henry.
Okay.
And I told people, I said, look, you know, if you people are going to want to go in to see the mummy... And you're an old lady, which obviously you are.
You were talking this way to elderly women that were going in.
Yes, ma'am.
How many elderly women were going in to see the mummy at 10:30 at night?
Well, I mean, there were just enough. There was a batch of about three or four that come in real quick. I had gone off to my car to get some popcorn that I had popped myself at my home to save money, you know. And a lot of times I'll do that, Mr. Henry. I'll make my own snack food. And I will bring it to the theater, you know? You know, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, that's very smart.
Very good, Dave.
Okay. Well, why do you sound sarcastic?
I didn't say anything.
Well, not you, but I mean you, General.
What do you mean sarcastic? Well, I mean, let's be reasonable. You pop your own popcorn. I see something like that, brother. Never mind.
Well, let him pop his own popcorn.
It sounds real cheap. It sounds cheap-ass.
Well, you know what, General? It's the best I can do.
All right, forget about popping your own popcorn. So you came there, you're at the theater, you went out, you got the popcorn.
Yeah, I went out and I came back. And there was three or four old ladies that had got past me in the interim.
Mr. Henry, you see an old lady.
Oh, yeah. Dave, could you not say old ladies because it sounds a little...
It sounds what?
Well, it sounds a tad offensive to some of the old... to the elderly...
Okay, I mean,
Yeah, you see an old lady, and the old ladies will get upset. Now, try to be more sensitive.
Well, okay, whatever, man, you know.
No, not whatever, just say the elderly women.
Okay, well, there were elderly women that came to the theater and was, you know, sneaking, you know, trying to sneak in. And
now, what do you mean sneak in?
Well, I mean, I assume they was trying to sneak in because I'm standing there, and I'm like saying, hey, what's up, you know, I'm Dave Oliver, I'm with the... I'm at L.A. Canyon College, and I'm studying to be law enforcement, and I want you all to know that if you go in to see the mummy, I would like you to know it's not the same mummy as when you was a kid.
Well, that to me, that was what I understood. That was the crux of the matter, that you didn't know that they had already seen the mummy when they were kids.
Well, no, but I found out about it.
Yeah, you found out seeing the mummy when they was kids, but they didn't have the sucked-in skull.
What do you mean, the sucked-in skull? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, in the new mummy, it sucks in the skull and collapses the head, you know?
What the fuck are these guys talking about?
Do you mind, General?
Hold on, General. Go ahead.
I mean, you heard me, Mr. Henry. I said to them, you should be pre-warmed.
Pre-warmed? What is this guy saying? Look at Oliver. You're standing out in front of a theater.
Wait, hold on. He's not saying. You mean pre-warned?
Yeah, pre-warned. That's what I mean.
But you're standing out in front of a theater, telling old ladies, the skull gets sucked in, so it's not like the original mummy.
Yeah, I mean that's what he's trying to say. The original mummy is not like the mummy to the new mummy.
The new mummy and the original mummy. What's the new mummy?
General, if you would just listen to people.
Yes, exactly. You are being very rude.
Fine, go ahead.
So I said, you know, look, the mummy is like a movie that, you know, is from your childhood and everything, but the skull does get sucked in, you know. And I told him, you know, the kind of leaves like they had in the original movie, it ain't going to make it, you know. They're not going to give nobody no kind of leave, and he's not going to go, yeah, hey, you know, walking down the street, you know, stuff like that.
You know something? I know you won't let me ask questions, but you don't make any sense, Olaf. I want you to know that. You don't make any sense at all. You sound like some guy that just crawled underneath a barbed wire fence from some... Not Mexico. I'm not that racist. I'm not that concerned with illegal immigration. You sound like a guy that crawled underneath the fence from a country that's underground. Excuse me.
Yeah, General, I mean...
Just never mind.
All right, General.
And you talk about me walking out.
All right, fine.
I mean, you want me to go on, Mr. Ernie?
Go ahead.
So I said...
No, wait. You said...
Come on, General. Either you're here or you're not.
Fine.
So I said, if you want to go in to see the mummy, you can go ahead and see the mummy.
So you weren't keeping people out of the theater?
No, ma'am. I was not keeping nobody out of the theater. But I said that the skull will be sucked in. And anyway, I had a lot of women go, thank you very much, young man. And then my professor, Professor Brown, was there who taught us criminal justice and also does a theater critic class, you know. So he's like, was at the movie theater, and I said, you know, Professor Brown, what do you think about, you know, people, you know, being here and seeing a mummy? And by then he had turned around and gone inside. He just kind of looked at me and said, you know, I can't deal with it. And went inside. So I never did, was able to get his opinion, you know, and that's why I feel kind of bad about it. And like I said, I was never able to get the opinion. And
what do you mean you weren't able to get the opinion? The man obviously didn't want to talk to you because you sound like a raving lunatic.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Dave's trying to tell people everything about it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to tell people. What do you mean a raving lunatic?
I don't think that was the case, Margaret. I think what the case was is that the colonel, or not the colonel, the teacher...
I'm a general.
We're talking about the teacher. The teacher just didn't want to get involved in whatever it was that he saw transpiring in front of the movie theater. Nonetheless, I think you made yourself very clear on Friday night.
But if you made yourself clear on Friday night, why can't you do it here? God almighty!
Because I'll tell you something, General, you're making me, like, nervous. Go and, you know, give me a break, man.
Oh, I make you nervous, brother? If you think I make you nervous in here, wait till you get out there, in the real world.
I've been out there in the real world.
Oh. Well, you know, forget that. You know, they, me trying to make myself clear to you.
All right, the fact of the matter is that you did make yourself clear to the elderly women that night with the mummy being shown. And my understanding is you also had Eric Sagoon, your friend, with you.
Yeah, Eric Sagoon came up from L.A. to help me recreate what happened that night. But Eric is so stupid. God, man, if you're listening, Eric, dude, you are so stupid. You're all... You know, talking about like, hey, man, you know, the mummy, like the old ladies had the mummies. I know they had the mummy when they was kids, okay? I know that. Man, I'm the one that's going to be a cop. Your old man has a carpet, you know, installation business, something like that.
It didn't make any difference if the old man had a carpet installation. Makes about as much more sense than you do.
Oh, yeah? Is that right? Were you there?
No.
Then you don't know, man.
Yeah, but I mean, I was there, and it didn't make no sense to me.
I was there, and it did, and it was a fine presentation, Dave, albeit a bit confusing. Nonetheless, I think you did a superlative job. Thank you very much for joining us, and we just wanted to sort of get that, you know, get that read. Did you enjoy yourself the other night?
Yeah, it was fun, you know, but I mean, I had a lot of people all going, God damn, man.
Well, you know something, Oliver? You want to work on, you know, the mummy got its brain sucked in.
Mummy didn't get its brain sucked in. The mummy sucked brains in.
Oh, the mummy sucked brains in. Well, that's fine. That's great. That makes everything very, very normal and understandable. It brings it right back to the real world. Not. God damn.
You know, General, they don't say not anymore.
Well, I do. I can assure you that.
Can we move? All right, thank you very much, Dave.
Yeah, okay. Do you guys want me to,
No, that's fine.
Hey, Dave, by the way, don't hang up on him when I'm talking to him.
But I'm sorry.
Dave, by the way, if you want to come back on next week, if you're listening, we'd love to have you back on next week. Okay. That's Dave Olaf. We've got Bobby Dooley, who's going to be coming up next to tell us about her, you know, her exciting time. Her exciting and wonderful time at Sketchfest on Friday night. She was talking with us about the, Springtacular. But they've just had the Wintertacular out there at Western States Homeowners Association. The Wintertacular, which was last weekend, and so she'll be talking with us about that and how that went. It's a world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Ever seen a blind man?
Phil Henry will be at Hollywood Improv on February the 5th. Get tickets now. I'm Margaret Gray.
What the hell is this?
This is a song that we're playing.
Sorry.
Match Brown here for Match Brown Cadillac. Boy, get inside that Cadillac, go to sleep, lay down, have someone else drive it. Drive it yourself, it doesn't matter. It's like driving your home. Match Brown Cadillac. We're at the corner of 5th and Lubrication there in the city of Centennial. Match Brown Cadillac has brown, green, yellow, pastel Cadillacs. We've got the large engine, the small engine block. We've got all of that gas getting blown out the rear. We've got the big fins, small fins. They come in all kinds of colors, all kinds of sizes, all kinds of Cadillacs. Match Brown Cadillac, the corner of 15th Brown and Centinella.
Match Brown Cadillac.
Once I was a young man, and all I thought I had to do was smile.
Well, this is a real upbeat song, isn't it?
I thought you liked this song.
I do, but I'd much rather still a young man. If I were singing this song, I would do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I think I'd pick it up a little bit, you know.
Well, you can't, because this is the way it's been done.
Why don't you shut your face before you get your mouth slapped?
You can't talk about the...
I didn't hit him, folks. I hit my own hand.
You don't. You what?
I hit my own hand.
Damn, man. These Monday shows are getting tougher and tougher, aren't they?
True. For you, for me, yeah.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley joining us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And I'll tell you, they have had no end of controversy over these shows that they've been doing. Not these shows, but these celebrations they've been doing. The celebration of the Springtacular, which had the L.A. County Sheriff at a couple of years ago. Now they had their Wintertacular, where they have combined, many people are saying it, Bobby, and you were mentioning it on Friday night at the show, you combine a sort of a pagan effect with the rites of Easter. And a lot of people are upset with that.
No, we do not do that, Phil. I don't know what to say about the misunderstandings that have been occurring. On your Sketchfest Friday night, we said that we do have a very untethered and exciting Springtacular, right, Steve?
Now, that said, you know.
Hey, Dooley, try not to talk.
Excuse me, General, I'm talking.
Yeah, General, please.
I was just going to say, Dooley, try not to talk so we can understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Everybody's going to understand me. Everyone's going to understand me. Some things are changing around here.
Excuse me, would you be quiet, Steve?
Some things are going to change.
Would you be quiet, Steve? Phil, here's what happened. We had the Springtacular 2 years ago. We had a marvelous celebration of youth. We brought me, that's probably the bad grammar. Me was brought in.
What do you mean, me was brought in?
They brought you in.
They brought me in to be the fertility queen. Now, the next thing that happened was that the youth smeared themselves with mud, and the tribal drums. I know, Steve, I've got the tribal drums began, and it sounded like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, as you can tell, Phil, that was a marrying of the pagan with the Easter theme. Now, what happened last week at our Wintertacular is we did more of the same, and the exact same thing happened. We had the police show up. We were, I can tell you right now, I was absolutely aghast at the arrival of police officers here at the Western States. I don't know who made the call. We're still looking into that. But I can tell you it was, for my money, it was the worst kind of offense that could have been suffered.
All right, so you had the police called to Western States last week because of your Wintertacular.
Yeah, because...
Here's my husband, Steve, to tell you more.
Thank you. Yeah, they came out. Here's what happened, and you'll hear the drums.
You want to go go go? Go, 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 go.
Okay, Mr. Henry, that was it. Then the next thing you know, we had the police coming up. Yeah, here they are. What do you want?
Hi, then, Billy.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't even stick around and talk to me. He just rode off, and you can hear that.
What is going on there? I don't understand it. That's the biggest load. Are you making all this stuff up or something?
We are not making up anything. We are not making up anything.
Bobby.
We are not making up anything. We have celebrated long and hard. We have celebrated the erection of a great many marvelous architectural feats here at Western Estates. Yes, I said erection, and I don't mean anything sexual, not in the prurient sense. I mean sexually in the sense of fertility, sexually in the sense of creation, sexually in the sense of progeny.
Hey, Bobby, honey.
Shut up, Steve. And the police were sent out here. You heard the police arriving. You heard them pulling away as soon as they got a look at Steve. I thought it was wrong.
What do you mean they pulled away when they got a look at Steve?
Steve was smeared with mud and had the tiki torch.
I was about to do a tiki dance.
Yes.
Oh, you were going to do your tiki dance? Well, that changes everything. Naturally, the police would be afraid of that.
You can be sarcastic, General, but you can't be in love and sarcastic at the same time. You can't love me and be sarcasm about me.
Who said I love you?
Well, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't even know you, Dooley. And even if I did know you, not only would I not love you, I'd probably have an inkling. I'd probably want to kick your fucking...
Oh, my God, he said fucking.
You know, Phil... Wait,
General, you please, okay?
This guy, Dooley, he rubs me. And when I say rubs me, I mean figuratively the wrong way.
I'll tell you what, General, you'll be the happiest day of your life. You think I'm going to rub on you.
Is that right? Excuse me.
Where are you going?
Bye-bye.
All right, Dooley, what you have effectively done is you have pissed off General Shaw.
I don't care. I'm not pissing him off.
I've given Steve his head on this. Steve is allowed to address this because he was the one smeared with mud. He was the one that had to speak to the police officers. He was the one who, after we had said to them, we do not want... Oh, my God. Who are you?
I'm General Galen Shaw. Are you Dooley? Yeah. Yeah, well, watch this.
Oh! Ow!
Yeah, how'd that feel?
Not too good.
Oh, my God, when he just into my husband...
I had to dump it.
All right, thank you very much.
I had to dump it. I'm sorry.
Well, what happened?
I'm sorry. I can't tell you.
No, Bud had to dump that.
Well, what do you mean Bud had to dump? That's the first time that knucklehead has been aware of anything going bad.
I'm sorry, but I had to,
Okay, Bud. Thank you. We got it. You know, good for you. Standard and practices.
Well, I want to know what just happened.
Ms. Gray, I can't tell you. I had to dump it. I will tell you that there was lubrication, or no, there wasn't. Now that I think about it.
Okay.
How'd it sound?
You just got back, huh?
No, I didn't just get back. I'm a figment of your imagination. Yes, I just got back.
It sounded grotesque and weird, and I don't know. I don't want to know what you did.
Now, you don't want to know what I did, but I'll tell you this much. Dooley now knows what he's dealing with if he gives me lip.
Get them back on the line, will you, please?
All right, now, I just want you to know, Mr. Henry, I had to dump them out, and they may...
Get them back on the line.
I want to know what happened.
I'm not telling you. You're a lady.
You are grotesque beyond all measure. You really are.
Yeah. Hi, Ms. Dooley. Yeah, well, we had to dump out. Yeah, we did.
Okay, Bobby,
I want you to know something. What I saw General Shaw do to my husband just a moment ago, I have to tell you, I'm torn. It absolutely shocked and horrified and revolted me. And I am so revolted, but also moderately attracted to it. That's the part that makes me sick to my stomach. That you would come here and commit that perversion on my husband, and now I want some of the same.
Well, it makes sense, Dooley. Huh? What do you think about that, Dooley?
Shut up. Just shut up.
Now I want it.
You want it? You can have it.
Just stay right there.
See, that's the problem, Mr. Henry. This perverse, disgusting, and sick, and twisted general, who I also am extremely attracted to, came here to Western Estates, as I was trying to tell you.
Look, dear, you only have yourself to blame. If you are out there with a pagan ritual trying to celebrate Easter, and then you had your Wintertacular, and as a warm-up you had the same kind of jungle drums...
Yes, we did. Look, I can play the recording again, but there doesn't make any sense to me that we should go over it and over it and over it. But go ahead and roll the tape, Steve.
Well, okay, but goddamn, I can't sit down.
You guys are really wrong, you know that?
Hey, what are you looking at me for?
You know why I'm looking at you.
All right, here's the tape to blast the Wintertacular. Be-loo-wa-ya-ya! Be-loo-wee-woo-woo-woo! Oh, yeah, what it was.
Now, you can see that what occurred was simply a tribal gathering, the drumming, the thumping, and the thumbing. All three of those are a part and parcel of what we do at Western Estates when we do what we do and how we do it. You know, Mr. Emmy?
No, I don't know. I don't understand anything. And this has gone well beyond whatever it was that Dave Ola was trying to say. So let me say goodbye before I say something worse, which is, you're under arrest, or I'm calling my attorney, or don't ever darken my towels again. Something like that.
What is that? Are you trying to be funny or something?
That's not even funny, Mr. Henry.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. Goodbye.
Well, Phil, we didn't get filled in on the Wintertacular. Get it? Filled in?
Yeah.
Boy, you guys are off today, man.
Wait, what do you mean off?
You guys are just off today, that's all. And I don't want to talk anymore with the Dooleys about what happened at their Wintertacular, at their Springtacular 2 years ago or yesterday or what's coming up next month. When is that thing, anyway?
Well, they said to Spring, when I was there dealing with Dooley, he squealed out at one point, "It's in April," or something like that.
Yeah, more like he went, "It's in April."
Yeah, you're right. That's probably how he did it.
Yeah. Okay, great. General, the next time you leave this studio to go off and commit some kind of an act like that, you're going to be asked to retire from the staff of this show. All right?
Yeah, sure.
You're always threatening that, Phil. You never follow through.
Oh, really? I never follow through. Is that right?
You're always threatening it, and you never follow through.
Well?
Yeah, well, you're all swallowing and everything. You're not going to do it.
Davison, you might as well say you're not going to do it.
Boy, Henry, is you... Are you going to do it or aren't you?
You know, a few weeks ago, we all walked off the show, and there you were. Didn't you look like the jackass with your thumb parked?
Yeah, you can't do a thing, Henry.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'll walk off this show, then.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes, I would. I'll walk off, and I'll let you. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll walk off the show, and if any of you follow me out, I'll lock the door behind me. You won't be able to get in, and who's ever left in the studio, they'll have to do the show.
Say that again.
Never mind. All right, we'll be back here. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Say that again. Thank you very much, Bobby and Steve Dooley, for that update, if that's what you call it, on your spring and your Wintertacular. And then there's, of course, the Summertacular. And,
yeah, the Falltacular.
And the Falltacular. Here's all that remains. This probably won't end well. Our show, the Wintertacular and the Springtacular, and this song by All That Remains.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
Jesus. You know, those fillings can hurt you. Boy, they can hurt bad. And when those things start to rot out and fall out of your head, you wish you'd gone to a dentist that had his stuff together. Hi, I'm Dr. Flaherty here at Dr. Flaherty's Dentistry and Dr. Flaherty's Dentistry Practices and Dentistry Central, and also Dr. Flaherty's 15 different locations along the beautiful Orange County coast and northern San Diego coast. I'm Dr. Flaherty. When your teeth are rotting clean out of your skull, when you've got a toothache from here to there, when you can't really smile because your teeth are black from decay and from not brushing them, Dr. Flaherty's your guy. I'll take a pair of pliers. I'll pull every tooth without anesthetic. I'll be laughing and telling jokes and smiling. You'll be in pain, but you'll appreciate the fact that I deliver the pain like a man. I tell you, this is what you deserve. This is the kind of treatment you're going to get, and this is the kind of dental care that you are entitled to from Dr. Flaherty's. And once I get those teeth pulled, then we begin the process of implanting new teeth. Never without any anesthetic. You don't deserve it. At Dr. Flaherty's, you don't deserve anesthetic.
Dr. Flaherty's. Five locations at Dr. Flaherty's. You don't deserve anesthetic.
Woo! I'm not gonna let the emotions take over. This probably won't end.
Steve Bozell calling in. Steve was a part of our show there in San Francisco on Friday night, and I thought it was, you know, I thought it was great to have you on, Steve, and I think it's probably only fitting that we bring you back on the show here so you can give people a little ideas to what it was you were doing on the show. Steve Bozell joining us from Corona, California. I know that you were describing in detail what you have described on the one-man show before, and that is your encounters with Roy Hutchins and his Mina Bird, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of them, but the other was the mayonnaise. There are three separate incidents, but mostly it was the Mina Bird, and there had been the dive stick that I had.
You know, can I say something?
You know, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't, General, because I heard the way you treated the Dooleys. I heard the way you treated the Dave Olivas and
Dave Olivas not married. There was only one of him.
Well, I heard he was talking to a man that he's not married to a man, is he?
No, he is not. Boy, he'll be happy to hear that.
Now, that was Eric. Eric is his friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, so can we, you know, dispense with the whole preliminary and just get to it?
No, I'd like to say what I want to say.
General, you might as well let the man speak.
Let's hear what he has to say.
I heard it.
God, General, you're not letting nobody talk today. You're so blah, 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 blah.
You know something? Let me tell you something, Dickman. You look perfect the way you are right now, sitting there in front of me. All I have to do is extend my left leg and then just flick my ankle, and you've got a boot that goes right through your jaw into your brain. Excuse me.
Oh, there goes the general.
Yes, there goes the general. And when I walk out, I take no end.
Not everybody all crying and stuff this morning?
No, I'm just very emotional.
Are you having a heavy flow?
Am I having a heavy flow, you dirty thing?
Come on.
You want me to call back, Mr. Henry?
No, go ahead.
Anyway, I was there at the Sketch Fest, and I said that I had gone into Roy Hutchins' house. Now, the thing that I'd left out at some of the shows we'd done at the Improv is I'd walked into Roy Hutchins' house. I heard the bird call me an asshole.
I know this is emotional for you. Try and get through it.
I walked into Roy Hutchins' house. He had a Mina Bird. I heard it say, "You are a mega asshole, Bozell, from here to there." And I turned, I wheeled, and I looked at it, and it was staring me down. If it wasn't mad dogging me, man, I'm a gone mother, you know what, because that thing was. Now,
you were saying at the show that the bird was, quote, mad dogging you, that it had its wings were flexed.
Yeah, the bird was flexed. It was flexed. It thought it was all in the mix. And I said to the bird, I said, you're flexing on me? You think you're all in the mix? You ain't none of that. And the bird's just all giving me the stare. So I continued on, and I would not be intimidated. It kept on saying, Steve Bozell is a mega asshole. Steve Bozell. I wrote it down. It said, Steve Bozell's a mega asshole three times. And it also said, Steve Bozell plays pocket pool. Steve Blozell, or he didn't say Blozell, which thank God he didn't, because then I would have been sure that it was Hutchins that taught him that.
Well, the bird was in Roy Hutchins' home, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then who else would have taught the bird those things other than Roy? And don't tell me his wife and children.
No, it would have been Roy, but I mean, you know, I mean, it could have been his eldest son, Clavin, you know.
What is his eldest son's name?
Clavin Hutchins.
Clavin? What kind of a, what world do you live in, man? Do you live in the world of Richard Kimball, the fugitive?
Hold on, will you?
Wow.
General, I'm sorry that you don't approve of what it is that I do with my life, but I'm doing the very best I can.
Well, if you call that your best...
Hold on, General.
So anyway, Clavin was Clavin, I'd say, it could have been Clavin, but it wasn't Clavin. So the Clavin, you know, or no, it wasn't Clavin, I'm Roy. Taught the bird to say, Steve Bozell's a mega asshole. Steve Bozell's a mega asshole. And I turned around, and I wheeled about, and I looked at the bird. It was mad dogging me. It was flexing, and it thought it was all in the mix.
What does all in the mix mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? He's flexing.
Bird was flexing. Bird wanted to throw down.
The bird wanted to fight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I've heard it all now.
Oh, yeah, General, come on. Then what?
That was it. And so I've contacted Dolores Blazegame, who's my attorney, and I told her, no uncertain terms, if you let that happen.
Everyone's emotional this morning. I'm crying too, Steve. I have total and complete empathy with you.
It's just been a very hard weekend.
I think all you guys are emotional because having to travel to San Francisco and back again has just made you all real cranky like a bunch of kids. That's what I think.
Oh, is that what you think?
That's what I think.
I agree with you, Phil. Everyone's cranky like a bunch of punk kids. Maybe you need a little bit of... Maybe you need your mamba, like that Vernon Dozier guy said.
And by the way, Dozier was there, and all through the backstage during the show, he kept eyeballing me, going, hey, what's the matter, Bozell? You need your mama? You need your mama? And I said, man, I'll tell you what, Coach Dozier, you better be quiet about that. And he's all, need your mama, need your mama. And I was like, you know what? And I just got in a cab, and I motored off. I said, I don't even want to go there with you. And
I didn't know you guys had a confrontation.
Yeah, we did, because he's all, do you need your mama? And I said, if I do, I sure as heck am not going to go through you to find my mama. I know exactly where my mama is. My mama's, well, I don't know where my mama is right now, but she married, her and her husband I know went on vacation, and they wouldn't tell me where. So, but in general terms, I know where my mama is.
You know where she lives?
Yes, I do.
Where's that?
I'm not telling you.
All right, so you, the bird called you an asshole. Now, what was the other incident that necessitated Dolores Blanzengame?
Well, this was the mail, and I was in front of the audience, and it was a very difficult one, but I had taken my wife's pocket mirror, I looked at my face, we're at the beach with the Hutchins family, and this is probably what hurt both families more than anything else. We're at the beach with the Hutchins family, and you've heard the story, and I opened up my wife's pocket mirror, I look, and I see a wad of mayo that had dripped off a cheese sandwich, and I go, okay, all right, who's the bright boy? Who did it? No one will answer. And I'm like, who did it, you know?
What do you mean, who did it? If you ate the sandwich.
I ate the sandwich, yeah. And the mayo dripped off the sandwich onto my face. But the person that made the sandwich, and I did not make the sandwich, put just enough mayo, slathered it, slathered it on real good to the point where it just a perfect-sized wad hit my chin and hung there.
Well, who made the sandwiches?
I'm still trying to determine that.
How about your wife?
No, she didn't. She swears up and down she didn't make them.
Your daughter?
No, and it wasn't Roy's wife. But I pretty much have singled out who did it.
So Roy Hutchins made the cheese sandwiches?
He made one cheese sandwich. Because the one that I reached for had my name on it. It said, a special sandwich for Steve. And I went, isn't this nice? I thought maybe someone had made a special sandwich. I do love the cheese sandwich, and I do love cheese sandwiches with mayonnaise. But the diabolical way in which the mayonnaise had been played with, I'm sorry, Mr. Ed, I'm having a hard time. Just like you were saying, you know, it's been a very, very difficult weekend. I had to go up there, come back, and everything.
I appreciate all of you guys making it.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right. So, anyway, I looked. I said, okay, who pulled this stunt? And no one would say anything. I did see Hutchins stand, leaning against a tree, smoking a cigar, and looking real like, you know, God, wow, Steve, that's a tough break. And my wife comes over, April, and says, Steve, honey, you look like you took one off the chin. Cut, you know, let's get a towel in. And when she said cut.
What does that mean, cut?
Oh, so they're like they were making a movie?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, well, you know, and I go, oh, wow, so this is a porn movie. You're pretending like this is a porn movie and I need to get toweled off? And that's when I went back to my truck and just buried my face in my hands and wept. And what I had done, because I had not yet wiped the mayo off, because I buried my face in my hands, it smeared the mayo across my chin, and it looked like I had a beard, you know, like a white goatee. So the afternoon did not end well, because when the kids got in the car, they said, hey, Dad, it looks like you were, you know, rubbing your face in it. And I said, in what? And they go, we don't know, but there it is on your chin. And it was all smeared all over my chin because I'd been weeping. So,
you know, Steve, I'll tell you, as I've said to you before, you're your own worst enemy.
You got that right.
No, I don't mean to say anything.
Well, yes, you do.
No, hold on. You're your own worst enemy. There's a wad of mayo on your face that could easily have been wiped off with one swipe of a napkin. Instead, you made a huge issue out of it. You wanted to know who did it. Who did it? You're the guy that ate the sandwich.
Steve, why would you blame anyone else? And why did you make a porn shoot out of this?
My wife did. She's the one who said, cut, we need a towel.
So she was joking. Obviously, she knows that she can get to you.
Well, I came on Friday night at the Fun Fest, and everybody was good about it.
The Sketch Fest.
I mean, the Sketch Fest. Everybody was good about it. Nobody gave me a hard time. Everyone was treating me good. And now you're all making it sound like I shouldn't say nothing.
I think you have brought up the mayo wad on your chin enough, and especially in our show. You know, so I would like you to move on to something else.
That's a major, Mr. Henry, that was a major.
I know. Dolores Blazingame thinks it's going to be a real groundbreaking case.
You know, Dolores Blazingame, I hope you understand something, Bozell. Dolores Blazingame, her idea of a groundbreaking case is a case that just steadily pays her by the hour for years.
Oh, all right, so you want to, you think she'd rip me off?
No, let me think about it. Yeah, I do. And you schmuck, giving her the money.
You know, General, I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, I will say, General. Be a little bit kinder.
No, it's okay, everybody. It's okay. I'm used to it. I'm used to being kicked around.
Oh, listen to this guy. Kicked around. Just as Phil said, you're your own worst enemy.
I'm going to say this, Steve. You need to let some things go. And that mayo on the face one, the bird calling you an asshole, okay, maybe.
Oh, right. Well, so why is the bird calling me an asshole but a more viable case than the mayo?
Because the mayo is obviously an accident. The bird calling you an asshole, somebody had to teach that bird that.
Somebody had to teach that bird that. That didn't make no sense.
Yeah, you did sort of. That was like a staccato thing, Phil.
Someone had to teach that bird those words.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Great. And so I would say to you, my fine feathered friend, that the, I don't even know.
I would say to you, Bozell, give it up and quit paying that tub of guts, Blazingame.
Oh, wow. How dare you say that about one of the finest women I've ever heard of.
One of the finest women you've ever heard of? Have you ever met her face to face?
No, I've only heard of her. I've hired her, and I've only heard rumors of her. And I've also talked to her on the phone. But as far as seeing her face-to-face, no. I've only gotten rumors. I've only gotten a whiff here and there.
Well, have you gotten a whiff of the fact she's about 300 pounds?
I've gotten there have been murmurings to that effect.
Wait. Hold on. You've never met her?
No, I have not. She's been too busy to meet me the times I've gone out there. But I have talked to her on the phone, and she does take my case, and she has represented us to the court.
Is she a trial attorney?
Well, we've never had to take anything to trial. See, we've never had to take anything to trial because she's all over it like white on rice, you know?
She's all over it like white on rice. Have you ever won a case?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever won a case?
Well, I mean, have I won a case? Yes, I won a case. There have been a million cases that I've won. Dolores is... Are you trying to say she's stealing from me? Let me tell you something.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Bozell, you're so dumb. You're so dumb. That I want to change my religion. I want to become a priest. I want to go work among lepers just to get away from you. Excuse me.
Oh, there he goes again.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going out. I'm getting myself a Coke. I'm going to have myself a cigarette. And I'm going to come back in re-energized and ready to rock and roll. And hopefully by then, the show will be over.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you something. Mr. Ender, all I can tell you is you don't understand how Blazingame works.
Oh, no, I don't understand how Blazingame... Here's how Blazingame works. She never meets with her clients. She never meets with... She just takes your money and talks to you on the phone.
No, she meets with clients. She meets with clients. Don't worry about it.
She just doesn't meet you.
Well, you people are trying to put a bad spin on it. You know,
does she meet with you?
No, she does not.
Does she meet with other clients?
I don't know. I don't think so. She don't meet... Who cares, man? I've talked to her on the phone.
You've talked to her on the phone. And other than that, you've heard rumors of her.
I've heard very substantial rumors that she exists, yeah. And I know she's been to court, and I know she cashes my checks.
You're the dumbest guy that could ever be. That could ever be. Here I am trying to make it through life, trying to use some of you guys as an example of manhood, and you're talking about a lawyer you never met? And is there a rumor of whether or not you have a brain? How about this? Is there a rumor of if... Never mind.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's the best thing you've said today, Dickman. Never mind. There. Just keep it to yourself, okay? Is there a rumor that I got a brain? Yeah, I heard a very substantial rumor that I got a brain. People are talking about it all over town. Why don't you go?
Well, there's another clean finish to a Phil Henry interview. The guy hangs up.
You know, Phil, I'm beginning to wonder whether or not you can actually lock an interview out with any real great skill, shall we say, because all I ever hear are people hanging up on this show. You really need to conclude an interview. You need to conclude, and you need to preclude, and you need to declude. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I don't see what you're saying.
No, I don't. What a...
Hey, I've had with the abuse from you guys this morning because you guys are cranky and tired because you didn't get your ass back to L.A. in time. You didn't get your ass back to L.A. in time to get any rest so you could be ready for the show. That ain't my fault, man. It ain't my fault. All right. Thank you very much to Bobby Dooley. And
so you think you're going to just... Oh, boy, Phil. You know, I'll tell you, we all went to San Francisco. We were on your... Well, I wasn't on your show, but at least I watched it. And I think we get a little consideration. Maybe a little something extra in our envelopes.
Well, what about it, Phil?
Oh, get out of here. Something extra in your envelopes. You guys knew what the gig was, and you all said, yes, you'd like to be there, and you'd like to do it, and so...
I don't even know. No, I know that, Miss Eddie. You did say that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so...
But now I'm sort of changing my mind.
Now I've changed my mind. I think I'd like to get paid more. Let's just be
honest. Good luck. Let's just be real. Y'all.
Y'all.
Thank you very much for listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, our podcast for this morning, this beautiful, beautiful Monday. And don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget, tickets to our one man on February 5th at the Hollywood Improv, available at the Hollywood Improv website. World famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks to all of our guests this morning. Thanks to our wonderful sponsors, Mac Brown Cadillac. He's got all kinds of Cadillacs, all kinds of colors, including the pastels. Mac Brown Cadillac.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. If you call that executive producing. You don't think it's funny?
No, I don't.
We're Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved to the Sideshow Network. General Galen Shaw here. What a big fat waste of my Monday.
I'm Margaret Gray.
So?
I'm Margaret Gray.
So?
Would you?
Ow! You pinched me. Kill them all better on. Said we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. We all know the deal. So let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Real. Slow down, back. It's enough to go around, back. Been drinking like you're thirsty. How you make it to my section in the first place? Nah, I ain't tripping, shit is not enough. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. Bitch, I'm a boss like Gotti. Rock time forward and I still pop my. Roll up, good Cali, la-di-da-di. It's just me and all my homies at your door like the shining. Feel like can't nobody stop me. I'm a hot nigga. In the bitch that I'm with, no, she hot. Pull up in the Hot Wheels, ball and get your hot sir. If you got a problem, hit the hotline. 911, but we'll never call the cops. For real, you call anyone you want. I'ma kill them all better on. Said we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. We all know that deal. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real.